Okay, so today is Daf Nun Gimel. Today's Daf learned Lezecha Nishmas Yeruchim Fishel Ben Avram, who's your Titus today. The Shama should have an Aliyah. So let's just figure out where we are. So we're in the middle of discussing a machlokus between Rebbe and the Chachamim. So let's just summarize. Our Mishnah said, right, that if the Yavam does Chalitza, right, so he does a Yavam, this Chalitza, and then he does Maimer, which is an act of Kiddushin. This Chalitza, then he does Maimer. The Maimer has no impact. Maimer has no impact. It has no impact. And the Gemara said that this is Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva held that Kiddushin cannot be Chal if there's an Isser Lav. And over here, and after Chalitza, or if he does Chalitza, there's a Lav of Kevin Shalobana, you know, Lo Yivne. So it's a Lav. So the Maimer, which is Kiddushin, cannot have any impact after the Chalitza. Okay. But according to the Chachamim, who say that Kiddushin can be Chal when there's a Lav, a man of the Kohen Gadol, for example, then a Maimer, which is actually a Maisa Kiddushin, can be Chal after Chalitza. Assume that the only Isser is the Lav, not that there's an Ashes Ish, so it might be an issue if it's a second brother doing there, the Machlokes of Yochanan and Rish Lakish, fine. So we'll just say it's the case of the individual himself, he did Chalitza, then he does Maimer. Then we came to Rebbe. Rebbe said that sometimes the Maimer done after the Chalitza will have impact, and sometimes when it won't have impact. It depends. What does it depend on? Where I said it depended on the das of the yavam, right? When he does the maimer, if he does it l'shem ishus, he's doing the maimer as an act of kiddushin for shem ishus, then the maimer is chal because it's kiddushin. But if it's done l'shem yavmus, he wants to do it because he thinks that he's doing yibum. Well, that's not going to be chal because he already just did chalitza beforehand. So then it would not be chal. So you see, according to Rebbe and the Chachamim, both say that Kiddushin can be Chal on Isralav, because here we have an Isralav of Kevin Shalobana, Lo Yivne. But the Gemara should understand, what's the Machlokus in Rebbe and the Chachamim? What's Rebbe's reasoning to say there's a distinction? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So first, yesterday we had Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, it's not Chal if he says L'shem Yavmos. Why? Because that's like working on a hefker field, but you thought it's his. Like, so it's true he did a Maisa Kiddushin, but in his mind he was doing Maimer for Yavamas, and he basically didn't realize he was doing the Maisa, therefore it's no good. Abaye says the question on that, and he says no. Abaye says the reason is because he said the words Hiskacha Li Bimaimar Yavamim. So he specifically says that he made it clear that he wanted to act on her as a Yavam. So then it Gemara said, it was Mlumdus in there. The Gemara says it depends on how Maimer works. If Maimer works because it's strengthening the Zika, the Maimer is part of the Zika, or does Maimer work? Because it's a separate thing. There's Zika and there's Maimer. So if Maimer is an add-on to Zika, so if you're saying, I want to marry you as a Maise, as I want to marry you with it's got you leave in Maimar Yavamim, so you try to use the Maimar and the Zika. There is no Zika because there's Chalitza, it's not going to be Chal. But if Maimar is something separate, Maimar is just like a Kiddushim de Rabbanon, so maybe in the situation where you're just doing Maimar, it would work, it could be Chal. So now we're up to Rava's explanation. That was just yesterday. Now I'm up to Rava. Right, so Rava, now Amar, Rava says no. Rava says, Ida Amro Lei bin Maimar Yavamim. If he uses the language and says, you know, Hiskachi li bin Maimar Yavam, with the Maimar of a Yavam, Kule Amalo Pliya de Mahanya. Everyone is going to agree that there's Kiddushin, maybe it's only the Rabbanon, but there's going to be Kiddushin, the Rabbanon, that it will work by Maimar. Why? Because he says that Maimar works, that Maimar is a separate thing from the Zika. It's not just there to as attached to the Zika. There's a kind of Darabana that Maimer creates Kiddushin. So it will create the Kiddushin, right? But Hachav Maiskinon, what we're dealing with over here, could go into Amr Law, it's a different Ukimta. He said to her, Hiskachi li bizikas Yavamim. You should be Mekadish me with the Zika of the Yavama. Well, there is the Zika of the Yavama is basically gone. So what's going on here? So he says that Zika Sivam, so he's focusing on the Zika. So in general, if I would say to somebody, Stam in the street, Hiskachi Li, would that work in Kiddushin? So Gemara says it's going to depend. Rebbe Savar Yesh Zika, but let's just read it first and we'll explain it. Rebbe Savar Yesh Zika, V'asi Chalitza Afka Asi L'Zika, V'Rabbanan Savar, Ein Zika Mikara, Ilo Amalo Hiskachi, Zika Sivam, Milo Mahani, Hashanami Mihani. So it depends on how you view Zika. Do we say this idea of Yesh Zika, where there's a strong connection, or Ein Zika, where there is not a strong connection? So Rashi says, Yesh Zika, Hai de Tafis Maimer Ba'alma, Hai Lishna Mishum de Yesh Zika, because there's a Zika, there has to be a Zika. V'hashta Asi Chalitzasa, so what happened here, this is following Chalitza. So do we say that Maimer works because it's a Zika? And here, once he does the Chalitza, there is no more Zika. So if there's no more Zika, you can't say he's got Shili b'Zika, b'Zika's Yavamim, because there is no Zika, it's gone, right? But or do we say ain't Zika, that there's no koach l'Zika? So then why does Maimer work? Maimer works because the Rabbanim made a takana that if you do Maimer, it works. It has nothing to do with Zika or not. So then maybe if you said it here, it would also work, right? And therefore that's what Rabbi said. So Rabbanim Savri ain't Zika, right? There's no concept of a strong Zika. And therefore, if you say, so if Mikara, and before you did Chalitza, if you would have said, Hiskachli b'zika zivam, and that would work, Hashanami Mahani, that language would work. It just basically becomes a Lashon of Kiddushin. Separate Maimar for Kiddushin, and Maimar becomes a Lashon of Kiddushin. That's Rabba. Then comes Rav Shravya. This is going to be...
Rabba.
What?
That was Rabba.
Then comes Rav Shravya. Rav Shravya Amar, the Chalitza Kishera. If talking about a chalitza kashera, let's say you had a regular chalitza kashera, there was no get beforehand, there was no mimer beforehand, it's just a chalitza kashera. So if it's a chalitza kashera, ida amla hiskachili bezikas yivamim, kuli amalo pligi de lomahani. Everyone's going to read a lomahani, meaning everyone's going to agree that there's a yesh zika. So the idea is if you say stam to a person after chalitza psula, the woman's a regular woman. Right? So if you say to her, it's not going to work because you're focusing on a Zika that no longer exists anymore. There was once a Zika. The Chalitza took care of that Zika. And now you're trying to say, Miskachili, but that Zika, everyone agrees it's not going to work. So what's the machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim? Here is Hacha b'Chalitza Psula Kamifliki. We're dealing with a situation where it's a Chalitza Psula, meaning he gave her a get first. Okay, he gave her a get first. And now, so he lowers the connection. So now it's a defined chalitza psula. B'hacha b'chalitza psula kamiflagi. So Mar Sava, Rebbe is going to hold that chalitza psula poteres. That a chalitza psula is just the same thing as a regular chalitza. Chalitza psula, against what we've been saying until now, is a regular, fine, full-fledged chalitza. So if you do a chalitza psula, it's poteres, and therefore... What's the purpose of any of these guys though? He gave her a get. He didn't know. He didn't know. Well, but there's no get in this situation here.
He gave her a get first.
I understand that. We're talking about a chalitz. We're talking about a shomeres yavam. Shomeres yavam, midoraisa, the only way to separate the Zika, theoretically, we thought, the only way to separate the Zika, is a chalitza. So the Rabbanan added this concept of get that will have some sort of impact. So he gave her a get. And now he's doing the chalitza. So that second chalitza, it's a chalitza psula. It's a low grade chalitza. So does that low grade chalitza remove the Zika? If it does remove the Zika, so if you say he's got Shalib, Zika's Yavamim, it's not going to work because it's gone.
I know we covered this, but how do you remove the Zika then?
With what?
A chalitza.
You got to give, you, what?
What's up? After a get, you made a mistake.
Right.
Somebody gave a Yavama a get.
Right.
Instead of doing a chalitza.
Okay.
So now the chalitza he does afterwards is chalitza psula.
Right.
Right? But how else would you detach yourself?
You are detached. She's divorced. But is there any remnants? So if you say...
So according to that sheet, there's no way to remove the remnants.
Well, what impact do the remnants have? The impact the remnants have now is that if he uses the language of Iskat Shalib, Zika Yavamim, that would still work.
So basically, there's no way out of the situation.
Well, she's done. She's good to go. She can marry anybody.
She's good to go, but there's no way. It's impossible for him to completely sever himself from that person.
But there's no impact of the lack of severance, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there's no way for him to. I would remedy the situation.
I would think so. Right. So chalitza psula kamichli, or maybe you're saying, maybe you can say that chalitza psula. No, when he gives the chalitza, he's finalized. But now they're talking about the other brothers, that they would have to do a chalitza also to maybe I can say it like that. All right. So b'halcha chalitza psula kamichli. Masav chalitza psula poteres. B'masav chalitza psula ain't a poteres. One says chalitza psula does not completely sever, and therefore there's a little bit of zika left over, and therefore this language of hiskat shalib hiskat yavamim would have room to bichal. That's Rav Shravya.
If one of the other brothers gives a chalitza,
then there's real impact.
Then it's automatically, there's no Zika. It's over.
Right.
The only other way to get rid of it. You asked how to get rid of it.
No, that's a good thing. If he does a chalitza psula and then she requires, does she require a real chalitza from a different brother, that would have real impact.
That would have real impact.
That would have real impact.
Right. Right. Correct.
Okay.
Ravashi, Rashi always says no. The kuli amapliga chalitza psula eino poteres. Chalitza psula does not make a complete severance, and therefore there is a little bit of the zika left, and therefore the kinyon that he said with his language would work. So what's the machlokus? Bahacha b'yesh, and this is a completely different on kimta. B'yesh tnai b'chalitza kamiflagi. They're arguing as to whether or not there's a tnai in chalitza. You can make a tnai in chalitza. Here with Ravash says chalitza psula doesn't knock off the zika, so that lashon wouldn't work. The machlokas is if we say a condition has power by chalitza, right? So there's going to be a problem over there. So later on we say that it doesn't. It has to, but okay, this machlokas here, right? The chalitza is with a tnai, and the tnai is not fulfilled. He says I'm doing chalitza, I'll tnai that you give me $200, and she doesn't give her the $200. When it comes to kedushin, that's not going to be chal, right? Kedushin al tnai, you have to fulfill the condition. So chalitza, the reason why here we have a problem by saying with it tonight is because chalitza cannot be done b'shlichus. We'll see later on in the Masechta. Chalitza has to be done by the individual, like putting on tefillin. Has to be done, it can't be done b'shlichus. And there's a rule that something that doesn't have shlichus doesn't have tonight. Obviously, so that's what we're going to say later, so it seems like here it's a machlokas or something like that. Okay. So if you say yesh tonight, that there is tonight by chalitza, so the tonight wasn't fulfilled, right? The tnai wasn't fulfilled. So there's no chalitza here. There's no chalitza here. So if he says, he's got chili, whatever, with this language, it's going to work. Because there's no chalitza, there was no severance. If you say, ain't tnai, meaning that you don't need, that a tnai has no power when it comes to chalitza, if there is no tnai here, then when he says, al micholitzu al tnai, drop the tnai, he's doing chalitza, so there's no zika left, and therefore there's no room for this language again to fall on. Okay. Ravina Amar says, Kuli Alma Yesh Tnai B'Chalitza. Everyone holds that there is a concept of Tnai and Chalitza, that Chalitza, if you give a Tnai, which seems to be Cholik, we're going to say later on, but Chalitza, if you say Tnai, you have to fulfill the Tnai in order for Chalitza to work. But Hacha, here we're talking about, but Tnai Kapo Kamiflagi. It's a machlokas within how you say Tnai. Remember, we learned Tnai from the Tnai of Reuben and God, which says, if I do this, this will happen. And if I don't do this, then it won't happen. You have to say tnai kafel. You have to say both sides. So here the machlokas is whether you have to say both sides by the chalitza. If you say that you have to say both sides by the chalitza, so maybe you didn't say both sides, so the chalitza wasn't chal, and therefore there's room for this lashon of zika to be chal afterwards in the mimer. But if you say that you don't need tnai kafel, and you didn't do it tnai kafel, so therefore if you say you need a tnai kafel, he didn't do it tnai kafel, so therefore there was no chalitza, so therefore there's room. And if you say you don't need a tnai kafel, then the chalitza was chal, and the chalitza was chal, the zika's gone, and there's no room for this. Language to create a mimer post the chalitza because the chalitza was complete. All right, so that's the more lumdish part of the daf. The rest of the parak and the next amud or so is going back into our mishnah. Pretty much point by point, not taking the whole thing, it was a large Mishnah, point by point, they're trying to understand certain things in what the Mishnah said. So we have different situations the Mishnah talked about. The Mishnah discussed where you had one Yavam and one Yavama. It talked about when you had one Yavam and two Yavamos. It talked about when you had two Yavamos and one Yavam. And the Mishnah at a certain point said, it's the halacha is the same. But now let's go back. The Mishnah said, if you did Chalitza, right, someone does Chalitza, first, does chalitza first. Then he did mimer, or then he gave her a get, or then he did bi'ila, did bia. Or he did bia first, which is yibum. And then after that, he did the mimer, or gave her a get, which is interesting, because if he gave her a get, if it'd be that should work. But he gave her a get, or does chalitza. Then the Mishnah said, ein achar chalitza klum. After the chalitza, there's nothing. And we pointed out the Mishnah, but they forgot to say, ein achar bia klum. That's what the Gemara, the Gemara asks, why does the Mishnah, when it mentions these things, only say Ein Achar Chalitza Klum? It also should say Ein Achar Bia Klum. We know that's the rule. If you do Bia first, Sof Davar. It's the end of the story. There's Bia, there's Yibum. And that's what it is. So the Gemara says, why doesn't it say Ein Achar Bia Klum, just like it said Ein Achar Chalitza Klum? So the Gemara first answers, Ein Achar Nami, Abayi V'Rava, the Amri Tarvayu, Tnai, Tini, Ein Achar Bia Klum. had read it, it's not 100% sure, but maybe they say that there's a brisa, and in the brisa it says, okay, so if it says so in the brisa, then the Gemara asks, well, then, Tana Didan, why doesn't our Mishnah state it? So the Gemara answers, the Gemara says it's obvious. So what? As Rashi points out, it's obvious. So there's no need to mention both because it's too much of a tircha. Even though we have this massively long Mishnah, it will be too much of a tircha to mention both. There's no need because even have this massively long Mishnah, each word is meduyuk. And if you don't need it, you're not going to write it in. So why they choose Yibum over Bia? Because Hataras Yivam Lashuk Adifalei. It was the Tana preferred to write the din of Chalitza because that's being matir her to the shuk. It's a bigger chiddush that she does chalitza, and even after all these things that happen afterwards, she's still matir to the shuk. So that's why they mention it, but it doesn't want to mention everything else. I thought maybe the reason why the Tana does chalitza, maybe it's a raya to Abba Shaul, right? Abba was a machlokas as to whether or not we prefer yibum or we prefer chalitza. So Abba Shaul said we prefer chalitza. That's why the Mishnah is talking about chalitza. So I thought that might be. I just didn't see it anywhere, so that's not it. But all right. Next part of the Mishnah said, Echad, the problem is when you have the Dibur Maskil that it gives, and you don't know what it's referring to in the Mishnah. So that's why you have Art Scroll and Masifta to tell you what it's referring to. So the Mishnah said, Echad Yavama Achas, Echad Shte Yavamos, they're dinim are the same. So if you have one yavama, meaning one yavama, or you have one yavam, one yavama, and achas shtei yavamos, or one yavam and two yavamos, there it's the same din. That after the chalitza and after the bia, there's no issue. There's nothing else, nothing to do with her, nothing to do with her tzara. But after a get or a mimer that's done with the first one, there's mimer or get in the second one. Because not like Rabbi Gamliel, that Maimer, that if you do get with A, get with B has chalos. If you do Maimer with A, the Maimer with B would have chalos. Okay, so if you did Maimer with one and you did Maimer with the second one, the Mishnah then said Tzricho Shteihem get l'mamaro. They both need a get. So we're going to say it's one Yavam, two Yavamos. He did Maimer to A, he did Maimer to B. They both need a get. So Masnisin, which obviously our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Gamliel, because Rabbi Gamliel says a Maimer achar Maimer, but our Mishnah is also not going to be like Ben Azai, who we came across on Wednesday Ben Azai. Ben Azai had this sort of thing where he says Maimer sometimes has power, sometimes Maimer doesn't have power. And when, right, the Loki Ben Azai, the Tanya, Ben Azai Omer, right, and our Mishnah is saying it doesn't matter whether it's one Yavam and one Yavama, or one Yavam and two Yavamos, they both, you need the Maimer achar Maimer works, where Ben Azai said, Yesh Maimer achar Maimer b'shnei Yavam and b'yama achas. When do we say that Maimer after Maimer works is if you have two Yavamim and one Yavam, one Yavama. Because in that case, each individual man has the power to do Maimer. But the Ein Maimer Achar Maimer, B'shtei Yavamos V'Yavam Achad. If it's two women and one man, then you don't have Maimer Achar Maimer. But our Mishnah said, in all three situations, it's the same din. But it's not the same din according to Ben Azai. Okay. Next part of the Mishnah said, Ketzad, what would be the situation? It's Ma'amar Aluzo. So if it did, you have one guy, and he has two yavamos. So he does maimar to A, and then he says chalitz lazo. Then he has to do chalitza to the second one. He has to do chalitza to the second one. It seems like he says you have to do chalitza. When I say seems, that means we're going to change that. It seems like he does maimar to A, he's going to have to do chalitza to B. Because if he does maimar to A, that means if he does chalitza to her, the same one he does maimer to, that's a chalitza psula, and it seems to indicate that chalitza psula is not going to pater the tzara. So if you want to do a full-fledged chalitza to her the tzara, you have to do chalitza to her, to the one who you didn't do maimer to, right? It says, chalitza maimer lozo. So the Gemara says, lema misayeli l'shmuel. Maybe this is a source to Shmuel, who held that a chalitza psula doesn't work for the other people. The Amr Shmuel, what happens is chalatz lebaalas maimer lo niftar tzarasa. Shmuel says if you did chalitza to the one, if you did maimer to A, and then you do chalitza to A, that chalitza is a chalitza. It's a degraded chalitza. That chalitza is degraded, and therefore that chalitza wouldn't work for B. So therefore, there'd be a riot to Shmuel, and it would be a tiyufta to Rav Yosef. It'd be a kasha on Rav Yosef, which Rav Yosef doesn't say anything. So there's a whole machlokas. So the many Rishonim, and Rashi also says that Rav Yosef is, Rav Yosef says that if you, in this situation where you have, where you did Maimer to one, and you didn't do anything to anybody else, do the Chalitza to the one you just did Maimer to. Because the Maimer woman is going to have to get a get anyway. She's going to have to, in order to break her severance. If you want to marry her, that's one thing. But if you want, you don't want to marry her anymore, she's going to get anyway. So she's already going to be Psula Kahuna. So why do Chalitza to the second one? You're spilling out the water that somebody else needs. So, but here, the Mishnah seems to be saying, Kate's Mamar Lozo, you have to do Chalitza to the other one, which means you do have to ruin the other one. I did Maimer to the first one, and now I'm done. I don't want to get married. So I'm going to have to give get to the first one, and the Mishnah says you have to give a chalitza to the second one. Well, that's a proof against Rabbi Yosef, who said, why give chalitza to the second one? Just give chalitza to the first one, because the Tosfos says, so why is that a riot against Rabbi Yosef? If you hold like Shmuel, that's what you have to do. Maybe Rabbi Yosef only applies in situations where you don't have this issue, but like you gave a get to her or something like that. So the Ramban says, and there's a Masorah that Rav Yosef argued on Shmuel, and so this would be a tiyuf to Rav Yosef. And Gemara says, no, it's not tiyuf to Rav Yosef. It's not. We read the Mishnah seemingly to say, if you did Maimer to this one, you have to do Chalitza to this one. Don't read it that way. That was just the case. He did Maimer to one, and then he did Chalitza to the second one, so then the first one still needs a get, because to get rid of the Maimer. Not that what you have to do, that's just what happened in the situation. He says, Mikatani Choletz, which means that's the imperative, that you have to do that. Choletz Katani, the other. That's what happened. So that's why in this situation, the Maisa was, he did Maimer to the first one, he did Chalitza to the second one. So the second one's gone, but there was a Maimer done to the first one. You want to not marry her? Well, now we can't marry her, because you just did Chalitza to the second one. So what do you have to do? You have to give her get. That's all. Okay. Then the Mishnah said, Mishnah said, get lezu, v'get lezu. Right? If you gave a get to the first one, and you gave a get to the second one, tzrichos chalitza. I believe that. They both need chalitza. Because the get number one is, if you do chalitza to the first one, once you gave it to the get, it's a chalitza psula. Again, it's degraded chalitza, so it doesn't impact the second one. So lema, misaya le l'rabba bar Rav Huna. Maybe this is a support, because it says tzrichos to Rabba bar Rav Huna. The amar Rabba bar Rav Huna, chalitza psula, tzricho lechazer al kol ha'achin. It is a chalitza psula. So again, the case that we had was get lezu, which makes it sound like it's one yavam to two yavamos. But the Mishnah said the same rule applies if it's multiple yavamos. So multiple yavams. So the same rule would apply if there are two men and one woman, and each of them gave her a get. So then she would have to get a chalitza from both. That's the same rule, right? Each would get a chalitza from both. That would be a raya to Rav Huna, who says, chalitza psula, tzricha lechazer kol achin. If you have a chalitza psula, brother one did get, so then does chalitza, well, that's a chalitza psula. So the other brother who did get, also has to give her chalitza. It's chalitza psula, you have to go to all the brothers to get chalitza. So that should be a support to Rav Huna. The Gemara says, I always find this difficult, the Gemara says, no, my tzrichos, what does it mean tzrichos that they have to? I miss something? No. My Damar Rav Huna chalitza psula tzrichos chazar kol achem. So my tzrichos da alma. Doesn't mean that these two women have to get chalitza from both brothers. It means in these situations you have to get chalitza, but it could be from one. I think it's a difficult way of reading tzrichos. I think it's a very difficult way of reading tzrichos, but that's what the Gemara says. So it may be that the chalitza psula would matir the other brothers get. Tzrichos just means in these situations when it comes up you have to go get the chalitza. So the Gemara said, Mishnah said, there's going to be a repeat of this we had before. It said get lezo v'cholatz lezo, right? So the Chacham say the Mishnah says that I gave a get, someone gave a get to Yavama A, and then he gives chalitza to Yavama B. So again, seems to indicate, again, seems that that's what you're supposed to do. If you give a get to Yavama A, you're supposed to give chalitza to Yavama B, because the chalitza that you're going to do after you gave Yavama A the get is going to be a chalitza psula, and it's not going to work for Yavama B. Again, so lame Messiah to Shmuel, maybe that's a raya to Shmuel, that we just said before, that Shmuel said that if you did chalitza at the Balas Maimar, that it's not Niftar Tzarasa, because he holds it's a chalitza psula, and it's not going to work, it'll be a raya to Shmuel, and to have it to Yufta, the Rabbi Yosef, it'll be a kash from Rabbi Yosef, because according to to her. Here you say that you have to do chalitza to the second one. Why, according to Rav Yosef, just do chalitza to the first one? You already gave her get. She already passed the kohuna, so it's going to be a raya against Rav Yosef. The Gemara says, no, kikatani chalitza doesn't mean kikatani chalitza. It's the way you're supposed to do it. That's not how you have to do it. That's the way it happened. That was the situation. So chalitza katani diava, that's what happened. So in the situation where you gave get lezu, and then you did chalitza lezu, so then you still have to,
you don't have to do chalitza yet. So is
right.
So is the Gemara changing every single case now that they had two things that happened to either brother doing it, or is that just that one case?
What do you mean?
In other words,
the Mishnah said that all it applies.
I know that the last case you just had, we changed it from having one person doing to Yivama A and B. To having two different brothers, one did it to one did it to the other.
I don't think we did that change that.
We just did it a minute ago.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, no, you just changed it a little bit. Instead of a case of one brother did it to two different Yivamas, to two brothers doing it to two different Yivamas.
No, two brothers giving it to one Yivama.
No, not the case we just had now. Two cases back.
Maimer Lazu v'cholot Lazu?
Yeah.
It's a Maimer.
He did Maimer to one, and he
we
did
Chalitza. That was Get and Maimer. Now
it's Get and Chalitza. I know. We changed it to having two brothers doing it. Instead of to one just did it to one did it to another.
No, it didn't.
No, but when we're trying to up.
Maimer, when is Get?
When we're trying to up. Not what they're doing, who's doing it. We just did it in that Rav Yosef case.
Rav Yosef said. We just did Rav Yosef twice. It was the same. Okay, the first one was Maimer Lazo, B'cholot Lazo, Sricha Get.
Yeah,
so he did.
Didn't we just change it to having two brothers instead of having one guy who did it to two Yivamas?
No.
Right, but the Mishnah says it all applies to all these situations. The Mishnah, even though
that's what I'm saying. Are we now can?
We're not changing. We're saying in that situation where it's also applicable.
I understand, but are we now using that as a general?
No, whenever
one case.
Whenever we need it, we're going to plug it in.
Oh.
We just plugged them in, but they're all applicable in each situation because the Mishnah says that all the situations have the same rule. All right. So now where are we now? Okay. Again, same thing. Chalatz. It's Mishnah said chalatz v'chalatz. A chalatz was a maimer, or he did chalatz, then he gave her a get. We did chalatz, then did bia, and then it says he was boel her, and then he said it, or that he was boel, and then maimer boel gave again. Again, the same thing: chalitza first, bia first. That's the end of the story, right? So davar. But then the Mishnah says again. The Mishnah says ein achalitza klum. Why does the Mishnah say ein achar bia klum? It's a repeat. So the Gemara says, "Listen, nami ein achar bia klum." Abaye v'Rabbi Amar Tarbayu. They learned in a brisa tana. Ein achar biyaklum. Ein achar biyaklum. Ein achar biyaklum. But Tani Dan, why doesn't our Mishnah say ein achar biyaklum? Because again, it's redundant. We know that it has to choose which one it's going to use. It uses the Tana Didan Hataris Yivam Lashuk Adifale. It's better for him. He likes to. It's nicer for him. He's more apt to use the Hataris Yivam Lashuk because that's more of a chiddush. Because she has chalitza, but then she has maimer. She's still more to the Lashuk. They want to use that after chalitza. Okay. Next, let's remember. Or let's be reminded of. A machlokas we had between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish on Daf Yudam at base. Okay, there we had a problem. We had if the brothers of the Cholitz, right? So you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Reuven does Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Yehuda, Yehuda's wife, Yehuda dies. So Reuven does Chalitza to Yehuda's wife. So now, what happens if the brothers of the Cholitz have Bia with this Yavama? Is that only Kevin Shabana Shuvo Shem Shalobana Shuvo Yivne, or are they still stuck with the original Isser of Eshesach? And there was a machlokas, and therefore be Karis, because it would be Bias be Eshesach, the Eshesach, right, Lob Makom Mitzvah. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the din of all the brothers get the same din as the Cholitz. So one brother, this Chalitza, is their Shliach. It's as if they all did chalitza, so they all did the mitzvah. And the only problem with having beer with her would be kevet shalobana, would be a lav. Or do we say that Reish Lakish says no, he did chalitza, he's the one who severed the relationship. If he has beer with her now, it's a lav. But everybody else still has the isser of eishes ach, and there would be a chi of karis if they had a relationship with her. Okay, so that, just keep that in mind. The Mishnah then said. Bein Yavam Echad, l'shtei yevamos. The Mishnah says, right, the Mishnah had said that, I think the Mishnah said that once you do chalitza, then anything after is not chal. Bein yavam echad, bein yavam echad. So it implies even if they're multiple brothers, so if brother A does chalitza, then there's nothing else. There's nothing else that can be done. Everything is finished. So Gemara says, so the case here, we're changing the case, we're focusing on the case of where there are multiple brothers. As the Mishnah said, it applies to that situation also. So multiple brothers. So Bishlama the Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar, I understand why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that after Chalitza, Kula Besa Bilavkai, one brother's Chalitza, then everybody else is the only lab that they have. The only issue that they have is Besa, is Kevin Shalobana. So therefore, Itzrach Lashmeinin, the Mishnah has to tell me the din that there's no Maimar after Chalitza, whether it's one Yavam or two Yavamos, two Yavams, the Ein Kiddushin Tosim Chai Lavim, to teach me that Kiddushin is not going to be Chal by Chai Lavim, because it's still Rabbi Kiva, and to teach us here that this is only a Chai Lav afterwards, and the Mishnah is teaching me that Kiddushin is not Chal by Chai Lavim. Let's just say it outside now. If he's holding like Reish Lakish says when brother A did Chalitza, so brother B still has an Isser Kares of Achos Isha, of Isha's Achiv on the Chalitz. So why does the Mishnah have to tell me that Maimer is not going to be Chal? Who says that the Kedushin can be Chal on an Isser Kares? No one holds that. To tell me that it's only a Lav, then I have to teach you that Maimer is not going to be Chal after the Chalitza, because that teaches me the Kiddush of Rabbi Akiva, that Kiddush is not Chal on an Isser Lav. But I don't need anyone to teach me that Kiddush is not Chal on an Isser Karis. No one holds that Kiddush is Chal on an Isser Karis. Let's just read it inside. Bishlam, mother of Yochanan, the Amar Kula, Beisav Alav Kai, Itzrech Leshmaunin, the In Kiddush and Tosim Mechayav Elavim. El Reish Lakish, the Amar Kula, Beisav Akaris Kai, Itzrech Leshmaunin, the In Kiddush and Tosim Mechayav Karis? Kai Vikrisis? There's no Kiddush. Why would the Mishnah have to tell me that if I had brother A did Chalitza, then I don't have to worry that there's no Maimer if brother B does Maimer. Of course there's no Maimer. It's not Tofes. It's a Karis. So Reish Lakish says, what, so now you're going to tell me that every single word in the Mishnah is needed? Let me tell you something else. What about the Seifa? Seifa, I mean, Reish Lakish is going to basically say that the Mishnah just is using parallel language, because again, every time we discuss Mishnayos that have interesting language, the idea is that Mishnayos had to be memorized. So if you have parallel languages, parallel cases, it makes it easier to memorize. So the Gemara says, Seifa, the Tameich, Seifa, the Seifa says, the Katani, Baal. So Yavam 1 does Bia, V'asar Maimer. And then, let's say the case is, let's say it's one Yavam. So one Yavam did Bia with one of the Yavamos, and then he does Maimer with his Tzara. And then the Mishnah says that since he did Bia, the Maimer afterwards isn't going to be Chal. So it's with the Nashma Unin. So what happened? He does two brothers, one woman. Brother A does Bia, which is Yibum. And then the Mishnah says the Maimer done by the next brother doesn't work. Of course it doesn't work. When does Kiddushin work with Ashes Ish? If the brother A did Bia with her, they did Yavama. There's a Yibum. And what happens if you're a Yibum? They're married. So then the Mishnah says, if the next brother comes, does Maimer, doesn't work. Of course it doesn't work. It's if someone's married, I can't give Kedushin to her. It's not Tofes. That's what he says. He says, Ba'al ba'asar Maimer, it's the Rechlashim Unin, the In Kedushin Tosim to Ashes Ish? No, of course not. So what's going on? We have parallel language here. Ella, I did the Tana, since the Mishnah said, Hataras Yavam Echad v'Yavama Echas, since the Mishnah mentioned cases of one Yavam and one Yavama, so Taninami, it also mentioned cases of Shtei Yavamas v'Yavama Echad, of two Yavamas v'Yavama Echad. Okay. But I did the Tana, Yavamos v'Yavama Echad, Taninami Shnei Yavamim v'Yavama Echas. Each situation is just to keep the parallel language. Don't say there'll be Medaik. No, it doesn't do that. I'm just keeping the parallel language. Okay. Next. The Mishnah said,
don't make it easy to memorize Yavamas.
Sure. Yeah. This is what he does in your course.
I'm working.
Working on it. Okay. So when he goes through nun gimel and beis, we remember how to remember. That's okay. That's the code. So the Mishnah then said, so we did chalitza, right? Chalotz, the asar maimer. He did chalitza, then he did maimer, or he did chalitza, then he gave her a get. He did chalitza, then he did bia. Ein achar chalitza klum. Right, there's no chalitza afterwards. So you see from here that the Maimer and the Bia do not need a get. If he does, sorry, if he did chalitza and then he did maimor, then he did bia, she doesn't need a get to be married because the get's not considered a get, I guess. And the get's also not considered anything. So they ask, okay, Bishlam, I understand the case of chalatz v'asa maimor. Mishnah has to teach us that. Istrich. Then I need to teach me that maimor afterwards has no power. Because maybe you would have thought you should make a gzera of nigzar maimor de basar chalitza. We know Maimer has power. Maimer has power if he does it before Chalitza. So maybe we'll be concerned that just like Maimer has power before Chalitza, Maimer would also have power after Chalitza. Kamashwa, no, once it's Chalitza, you're done. But why does the Mishnah have to teach us? Why is it, but, Kamashwa, the Logos Rinan. Ela Chalotz would not get Lomeli. Why do I need the Mishnah to tell me that if you did Chalitza and then you gave her a get, the get has no power? Why would you think the get has any power? What Chalitza tried to accomplish what? To get rid of her. Get tries to accomplish what? To get rid of her. Why would you think that it would have power? You just already got rid. What is it adding? What did you do to add? It's a nothing. So the Gemara says, okay, well, Tameich, according to you, well, let's look at the Sefer. The Sefer says, Baal, right? The Sefer says, Baal, he did Bia, so now he's married to her. Va'asa Maimer, or then he did Maimer, or that he had, or he did Baal, v'nasa get. He gave Baal and gave her a get. So Gemara says, Bishlama Baal v'natan get. I need itzdrich. I would need sakadai dechamina nigzar get the basar b'ila also get the kame b'ila. Then maybe the get would have some sort of power, just like the get has power before bia, so that the get might have power after bia, which I think is wild. What do you mean? Just get after bia? It does have power. He did bia, married her, and then gave her a get. So we're like, we're out of the Yavam. Once he does Bia, we're out of the Yavamas world. So the get should have powers. I don't understand that. Okay. But, so Kamashma the Logos Mina. But the din of Baal the Asar Maimer Lomeli. Why do we need a case of Baal and Asar Maimer? You tell me the Maimer has no power. What power would the Maimer have to begin with? The Maimer is to marry her. He already married her with the Bia. So why would I need that mention in the Mishnah? Baal the Asar Maimer Lomeli. Ella, I did, again, just parallel Lashonos. I did Tana Cholos Asa Maimer, so Tana Nami Baal Asa Maimer. I did Tana Va'ayna the Baal Lemisne Baal Vanatan Get, Tana Nami Cholos Natan Get. You're right, Enochanami, there's no Kiddush, but we're just keeping the parallel language. Okay. Then the Mishnah said that our Mishnah gave a distinction between Chalitza and Bia. We said that Chalitza, wherever it takes place within the process, Sof Davar ends the game. But Bia only ends the game completely if it's done first. Because we have these Gezeros, so we won't go back to. So, but that was our Mishnah. But we had the case. But we have Rabbi Nechemya who said no, that Bia and Chalitza are the same. Wherever they are, it ends the case. So Gemara says, "Masdis and lo haytana." Our Mishnah not like this Tana, because we said our Mishnah has two shitas. Our Mishnah has shita from Nechemya that says no matter where Bia or Chalitza are, it ends the game, and the shita of the Chachamim that says Chalitza ends the game in the beginning, and Chalitza ends the game anywhere in the process, and Bia in the beginning. But we have this other shita that says no, that even Chalitza in the middle doesn't end the game. That's a third shita. It's not our Mishnah. The Gemara says Masnis and Loki Aitana. The Tanya Chalitza
in the middle of
Chalitza
Psula. That's what Chalitza Psula is, no? Or the only Chalitza Psula is only after Get.
After get or after a maimer, yeah,
that's in the middle. Yeah, of
okay. So, according to our Mishnah said the only reason why they do this is because of takanas, and the Chemi doesn't have this issue of the takanas. That was the discussion in the Mishnah. So Gemara says, "Masnis lo kai tana." Our Mishnah is not like the following Tana. The Tanya Abi Yosi ben Yochanan Ishu Shlaim Omer Shemir Meir. Achas Beilav Achas Chalitza Betchila Ein Acharei Klum. If it's done the first step, then there's no power to the Maimer get that goes after them. But the Emsa, if it's done in the middle, the Basof, or at the end, Yesh Achareh HaKlum, then the Maimer get done after the Chalitza would work, just would have some power, just like it has power after Bia. So Shalosh Machlokos Badavar. So now we have three Shitos, right? Shalosh Machlokos Badavar, Tanakama Sabar, Tanakama Mishnah says that Bia, the Iklim Migzar, this is some sort of Takana that we have to be concerned about when it comes to Bia, Gazrinon. So we make a Gzera that Bia in the middle doesn't end that whole thing. But Chalitza, the Lekulim Migzar, there's no concern when it comes to Chalitza, so lo Gazrinon. So that we don't make a Gzera that ends in that, even no matter where it is, it ends in the middle. It ends no matter what. And Rav Nechemya Savar, Bia Nami Lekulim Migzar, that Bia also we don't have to be worried about a Gzera, because the whole Gzera has, if the Tamartel Migzar, Bia Achar Get, we shouldn't be after chalitza, because you had a concern about a be after get, which is similar to a be after chalitza. Don't be concerned. No one gets those confused, because chalitza is d'oraisa and get is the rabban in this situation. No one has to came in the chalitza d'oraisa, ne the yade. Everyone knows there's a difference. And then you also the ligzor be achar maimer, mishum be achar bia. Also, don't have to worry about that. Came in the bia d'oraisa. Everyone wants to get confused in the situations, because B in the situation is the Raisa, Mayim is the Rabbanon, no reason to be concerned about people getting confused. Abba Yossi ben Chanan, Savalah ki Rabbanon, the Gazer Bia, he says, no, we do make the Gzeira by Bia, we have to have this concern, and then we make another Gzeira, which sounds like a Gzeira, the Gazer Chalitza Mishnah Bia, and we make a Chalitza atu Bia, and therefore Chalitza in the middle also won't end the whole process. Okay, Akan Hajalach Rabban Gamliel, Hajalach Rabban Gamliel, Hajalach Rabban Gamliel. So let's learn a couple more minutes. Maybe somebody will walk in. How many do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4.
We have 5 more minutes.
We have 5 more minutes. I'll start the Mishnah. Maybe somebody will walk in. Okay.
You want to continue? Maybe somebody will walk in.
Okay. Knock yourself out, right? Okay. So the Pasuk of the Torah says, Yavama Yavo Alel, the Kachalo Isha. So we learn from here that Minat Torah, how do you do Kinyan by Yavama? We said this a million times. It's only Bia. So the Mishnah now is going to explain when it's considered Bia. What type of Kavana you have to have? Do you have to have Kavana? So the Mishnah says, Haba'al Yavimto. So Reuven has to do has Yavama Rachel fall before him. So Reuven's is Leah in our situation. Reuven's married to Rachel, so Leah falls to Reuven. So Haba'al Yavimto. Bain Bishogig, whether he has be with her Bishogig. Rashi says Shogig means Kasavor Shehi Ishto O Isha Acheres. He didn't realize it was her. Right? Didn't realize it was her.
Rashi's making sense.
What?
What do you mean Bishogig Ishto O Isha
Acheres? He thought he didn't.
He thought she's someone else?
He thought she wasn't the Yavama.
He thought she was Leah, not Rachel. So
that's not Bishogig.
What?
Then what?
That's not Bishogig. He thought it's his own wife.
Or?
And it's really someone else's wife?
No, it's a Pnuya or somebody else.
No. He thought it's his own wife. Really, it's his brother's wife.
It's the Yavama. It's the Yavama.
Or? What?
Or?
Or he thought it's someone else's wife?
No, maybe it's somebody else's wife.
Really, what?
No, another
it's
woman.
It's his brother's wife?
Another woman.
He thought it was another woman.
What does that mean? How's that shogging?
What do you mean, how's it shogging?
It's the wrong person.
What?
It doesn't have to mean that it's the wrong person.
What was he thinking? I'm calling him Vinto. It's his brother's wife.
Right. Right.
I thought it was my own wife. That's Mutter. And Bishogi, it was his brother's wife. How could he be thinking it was someone else's wife?
Who says it was someone else's wife? It was a Pnuya.
Oh, Isha Acheres.
Oh, Isha Acheres.
Some other woman.
Okay.
Yeah. It was an Avera, but
it was an Avera.
He thinks it was on a kid's show.
Yeah.
Then how's it?
Was a
Pius
Nus.
Hello. Pius Nus, right?
No. That's amazing. I think Gemara explained. The Gemara's going to go through all of this stuff.
He wanted to do Kedusha with two women.
Right. Correct.
Right.
Marcel's
in the head.
It was
Pius
Nus.
No, that Mazed is Pius Nus.
What's
Mazed? Mazed is the same Nus. Right.
I want to marry Rachel, and Leah's my Yavinda. And that night, I wind up with the one.
Yeah,
right.
The Gemara talks about it. The Gemara is going
to
talk about all of it.
I wanted to do Kedushin.
The Gemara is going to discuss it. We good?
Yeah.
You ready? Say Kaius Dorbanan? Wait, we have 10?
Yeah, we have 10.
Someone walked out.
No, we have.
Okay, Rabbi Mekash Omer, Reskodish Baruch Lazaki.